Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Dr. Neil Heskell with the Haiti Clinic, an area nonprofit organization dedicated to medical and dental care for impoverished Haitians. The clinic will be holding their first annual My Heart Belongs to Haiti event on Saturday, February 1st at Sun Aviation in Vero Beach. Neil, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell me about the clinic.
Well, the clinic got started about 7 years ago by an area doctor, Dr. Dirk Parvis. And it was very informal at that time, just bringing down some medications to a neighborhood near Port-au-Prince called Cité Soleil, which some people say is the worst slum in the Western Hemisphere. Since that time, we've expanded the scope of the clinic, and we've been going a pretty regular clip of about every other month for the last 7 years.
Can you give our listeners a sense of what it is like for you emotionally to go there? Because it's a short trip away, but it's really a world away, isn't it?
Yeah, you've described it well. It's only about an hour and a half to 2 hour flight from Miami or Fort Lauderdale. We all pay our own way. When we go down there, it is an emotional wrench for people who have not been there before because the poverty is extreme, and it's hard to explain that the poorest people we see in the Treasure Coast would be middle class or well-to-do by Haitian standards. It's a very poor country, and many of our patients are lucky if they have one meal a day. They don't have regular medical care. They have almost no dental care, and so we're trying to fill some of those needs.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Neil Heskell with the Haiti Clinic. Now, your first ever My Heart Belongs to Haiti is coming up on Saturday, February 1st. At Sun Aviation in Vero Beach. What is that evening going to be like?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've had fundraisers before. This one is going to be at Sun Aviation. It's going to be in a hangar. We have Haitian food. We have a lot of silent auction and gifts and things to bid on that you could bid for your Valentine, including a week at a house in the Keys. I know my wife has her eyes on that. We have courtesy of a local ophthalmologist, Dr. Dave O'Brien, is donating again LASIK surgery. I can tell you that these are great prizes. All the money that's raised from the auction and the tickets and everything else goes directly to Haiti Clinic.
What are some other ways that people can help?
Well, locally, we have many groups that pack pills for us because we buy the pills or we're donated pills, and then we have to pack them into individual containers. Because all the medications we have for our patients are given. Their patients do not have to buy them. So this care is affordable for our patients.
How about supplies?
Same thing with supplies. Those are either donated or we purchase them. So that's where the money from these events goes to.
And how about medical professionals? Are you in need of medical professionals to make those trips with you?
Yeah, we always welcome help. We need doctors. We need dentists. We need nurses. We need volunteers. Typically, we'll take about 9 or 10 people. I've been there about 18 times, and I can tell you we've had a large array of doctors and nurses from all over the country and even from England and Canada and other places that have joined us.
And how long are you typically down there for when you go?
We go usually for about 3 days, sometimes 4 days. It's a very doctor-friendly kind of a trip. You don't have to be Albert Schweitzer and go to Africa for 2 years to help. You can palpably feel the help that you're giving to people. There's no insurance. There's no forms. There's no things that doctors always complain about getting between them and the patient. You are there with the patient. I will say that the conditions are primitive by American standards. We don't have electricity where we are. We don't have running water. You are using your mind and your hands and your eyes to make the diagnosis. We don't have x-ray. We don't have laboratory tests. This is medicine at its most basic.
In its purest form, really.
And yeah. It's something extremely satisfying to the doctors who go there. I think there have basically been two kinds of doctors who go there, the doctors who don't want to ever come back and the doctors who can't wait to go back. And I guess I was the second part.
I've been speaking today with Dr. Neil Heskell with the Haiti Clinic. We'll have contact information for the clinic as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Neil, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you very much.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.